And welcome back to the Pizza Time Podcast. I'm your host, Henry, and I'm alone. No one else is here in this room with me.
Yeah, you don't want to hear that one.
Yeah, no.
That's a deep cut.
Yeah.
That one's for Patreon.
Those six?
Man, you did a bunch. You recorded a bunch. But hello, everyone. I've been snapped back from the abyss.
I'm back. It's like Robert Downey Jr. saved him.
Yeah, he came back from the fourth, fifth dimension and dragged me out and said, you should have been Spider-Man and Tobey Maguire should have kept the job. That's what he told me. So, screw Tom Holland.
Many people want to.
Oh, I know. And Tobey.
I mean, that's less serious. Andrew Garfield did the job he was given.
Maybe in the second movie.
Wow.
I didn't like him in the first one.
As you can see, we have our co-host back. Well, not co-host, I'll say the other host. My other half.
I've been on the hiatus.
Ashley pops on.
I've been on a hiatus with creepy pasta myths. So.
Oh yes. Go follow him on his new podcast where he doesn't talk like he does here. He talks like this.
Now.
Dun. Dun. We shout them out too much.
I
love them.
They're a really good podcast. Like, they do some really good stories. They've kind of gotten downhill, not gonna lie.
I'm not, yeah.
From what I've heard.
The new ones are pretty good.
New ones, it's because it's the 20, or it's no, the 31 30 days of horror, or whatever. But like, the more recent ones, they haven't been.
Those gas station ones are eh.
Those gas station ones are sucky. And every time I see one, I'm like, I don't want to listen to it. But as you heard from the beginning of the intro, you heard a certain joker laughing. So.
Are you making fun of my laugh?
No. Remember the video we plugged into the beginning?
Oh. I forget we can edit.
Yeah, well, I can edit.
I forget he can edit. So, for the first time in, seven episodes, we're going to have a good quality.
Yeah, it should be better.
What are you trying to say?
I don't know. It's a good quality. But...
Oh, I'm sorry I didn't ditch a project that I started.
I'm sorry I wanted to do my own and make it better.
I would say something, but I have to, cough. Hold up.
The magic of editing.
Or we keep that in.
I'm keeping it in.
All right, cool.
Most of it, it's our interaction. Most of it, what we did, we also recorded one other podcast before this. My podcast.
It's now mine.
Most of it I'm keeping. That whole intro in the beginning, I'm keeping.
Yeah.
It's more of it's like an origin story. So you don't really need to be spooked. It would be nice. What I might do is revisit them and kind of do a script, or maybe later on in season two do that. But right now, I kind of just want to talk about it with a friend.
And that is our third co-host,
Duke Wookie.
That's our third co-host, Duke the Wago.
If you want to follow him on this room, but yes, the Joker. Keep going. The Prince of Laughter, or
I hate you so much.
Why? Is it not the Prince of Laughter? Is he the Queen of Laughter? I'm sorry.
First of all, did you just assume his gender?
No.
Thanks. It's the Clown Prince of Crime.
That's what I was trying to do.
The Harlequin of Hate.
Wow. All right, keep going.
There was another one. I think there was something like the Jester of something, and then the... I don't know.
Batman's Knuckles? Because he hasn't probably imprinted on his jaw.
Oh, you mean Jared Leto's, grill after Batman punches his teeth out all the time?
Speaking of Jared Leto, I heard he was kind of angry.
Ah, yeah, so there's news coming out that
Gerard Leto?
No, what was it? How I used to say it? Jared Leto?
Yeah, Leto.
Whatever.
I was like, what the freak are you talking about?
Maybe somewhere they pronounce it like that. They pronounce Stevan. Sven. No.
Sabine says Sven.
Yeah.
Sabin.
Sabiner?
I tooted.
The magic of editing. No, we're keeping that.
No, I'm keeping that. I'm totally keeping that for it.
Bet. But yeah, so he said that he felt isolated and kind of offended. that they'd started a whole Joker project without him.
I mean, I would be too.
I mean, yeah. Did you not see how, like, dedicated he was to that role?
A little too much.
But and he didn't they do didn't, it that great. Yeah. I mean, yeah, but they... I feel like if had they used more of the things he'd recorded, because remember they cut out, he said they cut out 80% of his scenes.
Yeah, I remember saying that, yeah.
So,
I mean, hearing that.
Technically speaking, he's still in the DCEU, EAU, he's in the movie universe.
Well, nobody knows what the hell DC's even doing, so.
Birds of Prey, bro?
They're just righting the wrongs that they did for Suicide Squad.
Speaking of which, also, it has recently come out that in the Zack Snyder cut of Justice League, Martian Manhunter would have been revealed. And oh my god,
oh, I'm that would have been awesome.
Starting to hate Joss Whedon so much now.
Yeah.
He really messed up my Justice League. So you remember the general from Superman?
Yes. Zod?
No, not Zod. The army guy that was always like on his case.
Was he... Yes, I think so.
Yeah, he was just gonna end up being Martian Manhunter.
That was gonna be Martian? Oh, that's sick, dude.
Yeah, he was gonna he was like infiltrating some, I don't know, but it was dope.
That's pretty neat, yeah.
Now they've ruined my dreams. Because every time I hear something about the Snyder Cut, I get angrier and angrier that it has not been made.
Snyder's Cut was pretty cool.
It was so cool.
Not gonna lie. It had a hint of, what's that movie called? Watchmen in it?
But the thing, so, again, Watchmen was a movie ahead of its time, because apparently when it came out, everyone hated it.
Oh, I freaking love that movie.
I love that movie so much.
I watched it later on. Like, I think I watched it, like, maybe 5-6 months ago. But that movie's freaking cool. Like, it's a good movie.
I think it's the first movie I saw a boob in.
That's the first movie I saw a blue penis in.
Oh my god, that thing was kept flapping.
In the movie, or in the trailer, I think I saw that movie so many times in a trailer because of Batman Arkham Asylum.
Yeah.
And it had a trailer following that. So it was like Batman Arkham Asylum, or it was before, it was Watchmen, then Batman Arkham Asylum. And it was for the Dark Knight DVD.
Ah, yeah.
And it would always play those two back to back. So I would always see that because I couldn't skip the thing. I didn't have a controller.
Poor people problems.
Yeah, so I had to wait like 20 minutes until I could see my movie. Just like in the real theater. But yes.
Unless you get there late.
Yeah, you know all about that, don't you?
Uh-huh. I have sparked something.
I like men now. I'm in danger.
I'm in danger. That's the one I was looking for. But yeah, so the Joker. What do you give it? What are you thinking about it?
Are we just going to jump into the review?
I mean, yeah, I don't know. What else you got?
No, it's fine.
No. This is your podcast, cool. Bro.
No.
I don't want to rush
you. I mean,
you
started it too. You're like the father that left, but that occasionally comes for like the big sports games.
I just left for a pack of cigarettes, okay?
And you're going to leave again. Just me.
You know what
and
happens?
Our child.
When you leave and you disown a guy that has mental problems and is the society that won't do anything for you, you know what you get? How about a joke? Nah, I think we're done with jokes here. Knock, knock.
Come in.
You have to look that up on your book. I didn't want to get it wrong.
Oh, you're really going word for word with this.
That movie's too good.
All right, so quickly.
10 out of 10.
8 out of 10.
I don't know why you gave it an 8 out of 10, because I heard that previous one where you were ranting to yourself.
Didn't I say 8 out of 10? I said 8
out
of 10.
And you said 8 out of 10, and I actually almost threw my phone on the ground because I was like, what is wrong with you? Why would you give it an 8 out of 10? What was wrong with the movie? Explain
nothing,
to me.
Nothing was wrong with it.
Then why would you give it an 8 out of 10?
It confused the hell out of me.
Just because you don't understand how movies go, you're going to give it an 8 out of 10.
You realize that's better than most movies
you
I rate.
You sound like a critic to where when they receive a part.
Why are you
when
so
they
offended
receive
by
a part,
this? You are so offended
And you're
by
like,
this.
Oh, it wasn't... I got my part, but it was 2 days late, so I'm going to give you a 3 stars out of 5. It's like, what? You got your part, and it was the correct one. Great service, by the way. 3 out of 5. That's what
you
sound
know,
like.
You want to know another reason I didn't really like the movie?
Why?
The underusage of Zazie Beetz. She didn't have to be in that movie.
Spoiler alert. She was never really in that movie.
Except for, like, technically 2 scenes.
Technically.
Elevator.
Apartment. That was it. Other than that, it's a mystery. But yes, Zazie Beetz was a great character in the movie.
No, she wasn't.
Yeah, she was.
She was
under. She blew her brains out.
No. Oh. Anyway, yeah, no, again, underused. I feel like they could have used her better. And that's the, that was the, what's that thing? The incel moment.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of incels.
What?
I got the Joker.
Oh, well, you're looking at me.
On my screen. No, I'm looking at the Joker.
Shut up. I get women, bro. It's been a minute, but.
It's horrible. But yes, the Joker review. Thank you.
So, all right. My non-spoiler review.
Yes, is... starting now. Non-spoiler. Duke, shut up. Non-spoiler now. Why'd you fart and then go down and put your head and then fart more?
Oh, because I thought I was only going to fart once.
Yeah,
the magic of editing.
Even no, Duke smells that. Even Duke smells that. That's why he's whining.
No, he's just whining because you're an awful person.
Wow. We're going there? Duke, it's okay, bud. I still love you. I didn't leave for a pack of cigarettes.
Yet. Yeah, yet. Now you're just going to leave Gene to take care of him.
Oh, it is his dog. I bought him. He's supposed to take care of him.
Yeah, but you know, sometimes he needs help. Even though other people come along, it's just not the same.
Yeah, I know. Must be nice doing things on your own, though. Real nice.
We have seen how it goes when I do things alone.
Yeah, as you can tell, nothing has been uploaded in like almost 2 months.
Let me just say, ladies and gentlemen, I am super self-conscious of when I'm alone.
Oh my gosh. Like, so I wanted to upload those, like, so bad.
There are 6 or 7 rough drafts that I deleted. Of me doing this podcast alone, and speaking of this movie, by the way, and I go straight up mad.
He basically becomes an incel.
But no, wait.
There was, in the last one I read, or I heard, he basically was ranting, and he was getting mad at people, and he was getting mad at specifically one person. And he's like, no, he's a good person, but I hate him. But he's a good person.
But I like him, but I hate him.
But I hate him. And then he started talking about how, again, spoiler alert, Arthur Fleck isn't the most stable man. I mean, so, you know.
It's the Joker, clearly.
It's the Joker, stable. So that's the thing. And he starts talking about how people that are stable, unstable people go crazy. And, you know.
Yeah, so I don't think that's ever going to come out into the light.
But it was pretty good, though. There was a good, yeah, it was good. It was good.
I liked my ending.
Yeah, the ending was good. He might do it again, but it was good. But no. The Joker movie. So 8 out of 10?
8. You know what? Fine. 9 out of 10.
You're still breaking my heart here.
He thinks it was a perfect movie.
I think it was a perfect movie. I think it was a flawless movie. I have not seen a movie like this in a while.
For me, there's 2 things.
What? Clowns?
No, is that... I'm fine with clowns. Now. It's like, if you listen to the other podcast, you can hear why, as a child, I was scared of them.
I know why. There wasn't his superhero, Batman, in it. I think that's what ruined it. Spoiler alert, he wasn't it.
No. That's why I didn't like it.
Because Batman was there?
Yeah, because they kind of forced in the murder of the Waynes.
Well, they have to.
No, they don't.
They do.
No, they don't.
Why not?
Why does the Joker have to be, like, the thing that, like, sets people over? Why did that guy have to kill the Waynes there?
You know why they had to do it?
Why?
Because where the hell is DC going after this?
That is true. That's the thing. I know that. I feel like they added that part because they want a sequel. Even though, by the way, now he changed his mind. But in the beginning, Joaquin Phoenix didn't want to do this again.
Oh, yeah. No, I heard him. He said he was like, no, that's done. It's a one-hitter and he's quitting.
But so. Now everyone wants him to do a sequel. So I feel like Warner Brothers kind of, like, push that scene in to be like, oh, look, the Joker inadvertently created Batman.
Yes, but then also you could do your own side thing with that. Again, I was telling Henry the other day, we're talking over the phone, I was like, what if they make a sequel to this movie? It's not called Joker 2, it's not called whatever.
You got mad at my suggestion.
Okay, do you want to go with yours first, or you want me to explain mine?
All right, I'll say mine first, okay, and then you say why you don't like the what I said.
Okay, go.
So it's kind of
intact?
No, it's in line with what Steven's, all right, like.
Start again.
Yeah. So it's basically in line with what Steven says, but there's one twist.
Yeah, what's the twist?
For me, the twist would be the Joker inspires, you see how he inspired a bunch of people, mm-hmm. but that's not the Joker we see in current time.
Yes.
And he eventually gets killed by Batman.
Yeah. Even though Batman doesn't kill anyone, he kills him.
Ben Affleck kills people. And I love him.
The thing is, Ben Affleck's not coming back.
He's going to come back.
No, he's not.
He's going to come
back.
He's
too fat.
He's going to fight me. He's thick.
Thick.
He's thick.
Nice.
That's an inside joke. You will know about it soon.
Soon.
The world will know. Anyways. So, he inspires a young man mm-hmm. to pick up the mantle of Joker. And that man is Jared Leto.
Yeah, I don't
like Jared Leto's Joker.
Yeah, I don't
like he was inspired by the OG, Arthur Fleck.
Wow. Yeah, I don't like that one. So, I'm going to go with my story. So, basically what happens is the guy who killed the parents of Bruce, he is the one that kind of either becomes his apprentice or some sort of new Joker. Because we don't want the other Joker anymore. I don't want the other Joker anymore.
I want to give him one more chance.
I don't want to give him any more chances. I didn't like what I saw in the beginning. I tried to. Everybody was doing the voice.
You couldn't stop doing the laugh.
It was just so dumb. But again, it's a Joker of its time, and I think that's what makes every Joker very special. Because if you think about it, like the I was going to say Nicolas Cage Joker, but Jack Nicholson Joker. It's a Joker of its time. Like, it's a more funny, basically, kind of psychotic Joker.
Gangster
Joker. And that's more of that theme.
And then we saw Heath Ledger was just an anarchist.
Which was basically just an anarchist. Now,
Jared Leto was a wannabe gangster. No, he was a gangster, but like a modern gangster.
He was like a hipster gangster.
He was a ghetto gangster.
Yeah, no, he wasn't even ghetto. He was literally.
Did you not see his chains?
Yeah, but he was basically being a wannabe.
Basically, he was a pimp.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's good. He was basically a pimp. And now this one, we're tackling more of like mental illness.
As to why he became the Joker.
So, it's like Thanos, where you almost feel sympathy for the anti-heroes now. Well, not even anti-heroes. You feel sympathy for the villains. Because, in a way, I loved Infinity War, but it was because of Thanos. I felt what he was trying to do. I felt his movement. I understood it. I understood his purpose. Same with Arthur now. Again, spoiler. He's off the chain. He needs his medicine. He needs all of his stuff. The thing is, Gotham
sucks.
Yeah, is not providing his medication. Gotham is not providing his places to where he can go and reestablish himself into being a normal human being. This is something that you were talking on your podcast or on the episode that you were making, where he's a no one. And he wants to be seen. He wants to be a comedian.
If you realize, you remember. Okay, you know what? Let's get into spoilers.
Yeah, go.
Basically, so there was this. What, spoiler, 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 spoiler.
We're not talking about Cars. We're talking about movies.
Well, if you want me to talk about Cars, I'm a mechanic. But anyway, laugh at me again. All right, I'm an auto technician.
Oh, sorry.
Thank you. Anyways.
Gets paid less.
Soon. Anyway.
Soon.
I just, we both have really ugly hands right now.
Mine are pretty good, though. It's because I'm white, so.
Because you have white paint.
Brown.
All right, Joker.
Little dookie.
Arthur Fleck, bro.
I wasn't trying out some face makeup this morning.
Did you lick the brush?
go ahead.
I think that made me hella uncomfortable. Anyways.
That was awesome.
So, I straight up forgot where I was going with it. Where? What was anything?
I have no idea. You said the mental illness stuff, and you said spoilers, so I don't know.
Oh, spoilers. And when he was speaking with his therapist in the beginning, or not in the beginning, or I don't know if in the middle, he straight up said he didn't think he wasn't even sure if he existed until he committed that crime.
Yeah, he didn't seem real.
Yeah, he didn't again, everything to him was just kind of numbed. I guess because of the drugs and because of also his mental illness, he didn't think he was real.
In a way, also, having the same routine job over day after day, and then he had not a curfew, but he had a routine.
Oh, yeah.
He every day he would go to work, get laughed at work, come back from work, check his mailbox, go upstairs, feed his mom, shower his mom, dance with his mom, go to sleep.
Well, not really. And then dance was more when he was happier.
That, and then or maybe also watch TV by himself. He was always by himself. He was always to his own thoughts, which is scary to a person.
And the one thing that's kind of holding him together was his mother.
Yes. So,
which later on we realized something.
Yeah. Not really his mommy. But yes, keep going.
So what I was trying to say before in that thing that will never be released is, as like, I'm trying to say word this without causing any type of damage. It's the, we see the consequences of what happens when we don't take care of the mentally ill.
Yeah.
Of when we neglect those who need help, when we think, when we don't believe them, or we don't,
when we act like as if
we're
mental illness. No, as if mental illness is nothing to worry about. And what's sad is, like, nowadays in this, I don't want to say society, spoiler.
Oh God.
But
in this society,
you don't really see it. If anything, it's more covered up than anything. It's like they always try to blame something else except mental illness. It's like, oh, the shootings at school and stuff, it's because of the violent video games.
I mean, unless you're, what? Never mind, I'm not getting into that.
It's just like, that's the thing. It's like,
people don't realize people have issues.
They just want to blame something. They don't want to blame that it's something mental that we need to
focus on. It's very taboo nowadays to say, oh, hey, I have a mental illness. Yeah. Or, hey, I have anxiety.
You don't want
to
be known as somebody unstable.
Yeah, I'm bipolar. I have this, I have that.
Something like that. That's the thing. It's like, if you tell people that,
you seem weak.
You seem weak, but also social media has been bad for that, because literally everyone's on you 25/8. If you get what I'm trying to say.
Oh my, that's even more than 24/7.
That's what I'm trying to say. Everyone's on you. Anything you do, anything you say, it's posted.
Yeah.
People will talk about it. People will retweet it. People will start a movement just to ban you, just to start you up, just to do anything.
Cancel culture.
In a way, yes.
And it's just other things. It's not that I'm saying, I mean, I do believe that society, God, that society has gone a bit soft on some things.
Society! People like me neglected!
But,
Murray. Look, Deadshot.
I'm dead. But, speaking of which, watch Titan Season 2. It's pretty cool.
I heard The Boys is pretty good.
Oh my God, watch The Boys. I told you.
Yeah, okay, yeah, you did.
Do you have Amazon?
No. Nope. I don't have time.
We'll watch one episode together one day.
Okay, yeah, we'll.
You're gonna
when we hang out, yeah.
You're gonna love it.
If anyways, we do, then let me borrow your account and I'll watch it and I'll log off. But I really just don't have time. Keep going.
That's the only reason I got Amazon. Anyway.
I thought it would be on Hulu.
I wish it was. But anyways, back to what we were saying. Basically, it's just really taboo or messed up, or you seem a certain, people, they hear the word mental illness and they automatically think, oh, that guy's crazy.
That guy's psycho. Put him in a mental hospital.
Don't get near him. Don't talk to him. Nothing.
Get away from me.
When in reality, if we take care of those that have mental illnesses, or we would stop tragedies before they happen. And that's And this is kind of like maybe exaggerated, but I don't know. Is an exaggerated form of saying, hey, this is what happens when you don't take care of the mentally ill.
And in a way, that is almost the definition of this movie.
Yeah.
It's, you need to stop this before it happens.
And it's, like I said, it might be to an extreme, because Gotham literally has no middle class. It's like you're either rich or you're dirt poor.
Yeah, that's the thing.
And it's kind of also like saying, it shows that, yeah, the rich stay rich and they act.
Yeah.
As if, oh, I'm going to help you. when it's just honestly just benefiting themselves.
Yeah.
Thomas Wayne was a prick.
Yeah, he was. No, Thomas Wayne was something else. Touch my boy again. Oh, what'd he say?
He's like,
I'll break your neck or something like that.
I'll kill you.
Basically. Oh, yeah, yeah. He's
I
like,
think so.
Touch my boy again, I'll kill you. And Arthur's like holding his nose. He's like, he's like bleeding. It's just
broken nose.
Yeah.
Daddy. I don't know why I chose Forrest Gump.
But it was just
mental illness.
It's just a sad. It's a sad movie, and in a way, in this movie, you feel for the Joker. I mean, I think even in your last one that you recorded, everyone's death, in a way, had it coming.
Yeah, you
everyone.
If you think about it, the first three people he killed, you didn't feel bad for that.
I didn't.
You were, and you, some people hate to admit it, you were glad it happened. You were like, oh yeah, they deserved it.
Yeah, they were harassing a young woman on the train station,
and then they harassed Arthur, who clearly has a sickness.
Yeah, but again, they don't think he has a sickness because he just keeps laughing at everything.
And he's dressed as a clown, which doesn't help.
Yeah, it does not help.
Also, the one of the dudes knew all the lyrics to Bring in the Clowns.
Yeah, that was kind of creepy.
Yeah, but
not gonna lie. But yeah, it's just that happened. So
then the other kill he had was
his mom.
His mom, which you realize, and you think that you feel bad, but then you're like, wait, she neglected him most of his childhood. She had an abusive boyfriend.
He was tied to a radiator as a kid.
Malnourished, which is also probably why he's really skinny.
Yeah, he probably just stayed that way because he was just so badly injured and so badly just messed up in the head.
Yeah, and his mom seemed to have taken almost every drug there was.
Yeah.
A lot of things wrong.
And she's been left sedated almost in a way where she doesn't... She's like, Thomas Wayne will help us. Don't worry, Arthur. He's a good boy. Aren't you supposed to be funny to be a comedian?
Dang.
That one hurt me. Because I was like, wow.
Thanks, Mom.
Yeah, seriously.
Well, no, that kind of hit home. My mom told me something like that when I was younger.
Dang.
Aren't you supposed to be good at baseball if you want to be a pro?
Don't you have a baseball shirt on right now?
Fight me.
Keep going.
Baseball was my childhood love.
I thought it was soccer.
No, actually, the first thing I ever watched was baseball.
What's funny is that mine was... I think mine was baseball, too. Chica-chica. But it's because all my white kids played it.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, not white kids. White friends.
Yeah, meanwhile, for me, it was just... I don't know. My dad liked baseball.
I think he just didn't like running so much.
Well, also, I couldn't run as a kid. I was asthmatic and I had heart problems.
That's why.
Yeah, so that was the one sport I could play because I just barely had to
run. Asthma causes mental illness.
Shout out mental illness.
Shout out. Hashtag mental illness. Hashtag Murray.
Turn up if you got mental illness.
Hashtag, yeah, don't you have to be a comedian to be funny?
Or please, please no one take offense to this.
Yeah, I know. We're just joking around. I know people that have mental illnesses. I know people that have a lot of problems. So in a way... Everybody has a mental illness. If it's not,
we're all messed up in the head.
Basically, if you think you don't, then that's an illness right there. Thinking that you're not having an illness.
Basically, that you're perfect.
Yeah. So that's what's sad. But no, the movie. So he killed the mom, and then after that, he killed that big tubby dude
who gave him the gun and basically got snitched on him and got him fired.
Yeah. He's like, Andy told me that you were looking for a gun and you were asking him for a pistol. And he's like, what are you talking about? So,
oh, that was funny.
But with the midget?
Oh, my God.
Sorry, not midget. Little person, if there's any little people listening.
Is dwarf the correct word?
I thought it was Oompa Loompa.
People are going to hate us.
I mean, again, I don't have... Well, no, I do have a dwarf friend. But he's I haven't seen him in a while.
Wilson?
No, Wilson. He's not a dwarf. He's just an Ecuadorian.
He's an Ecuadorian who's 4'11".
Yeah. No, I knew somebody that was like 2.5 and 3. Like, he was really short. Super cool guy though. Super cool guy. But yes, the Lucky Charms guy was watching Arthur kill
He was freaking out. I love that scene. And then you realize that's when you first see the Joker.
Like
the Joker persona for me. It's when the real one comes out. You see him straight up murder a man viciously
and act like nothing.
Act like nothing, and then literally just mess with this other guy.
Because the
little man can't reach the door lock.
Yeah, because he locked up the door.
And Arthur comes out and he's like, "Oh no, I got you!" And then yells at him, scaring him.
Right as he's passing by him, he's like, "Ah!" And he's like, "Ah!" He runs to the door. Yeah, it's.
And then he kisses him on the head and said, "You were the only one nice to me. You can go."
Yeah, seriously, it's almost like a, I don't want to say like a school shooting, but it's like when the school shooters.
Oh, the memes like don't come to school on Monday.
Yeah, no, but it's just like it's like okay, I'm a school shooter. I'm shooting all these kids, and then that kid that's shooting everyone is like, Timmy from fourth period was always nice to me, and he sees him right there, and he's like, "You can go." Like, it's kind of like...
In a messed up way, kind of.
In a messed up way, but in a way that the Joker thinks. I mean, that it's a... He just killed a man in cold blood.
Yeah.
And in front of the little guy. Again, he deserved it. I'm not saying he didn't. But then he acts like nothing happened.
So, they visited because they heard his mom had died.
Yeah, and he was celebrating.
Yeah. And then this guy really only visited because the cops started asking around. Mm-hmm. And he didn't want to be involved because he gave Arthur the gun.
Yeah. That's why.
And then he kind of... he basically cost Arthur his job as well.
Yeah, he's basically visiting just to see. He's like, "Hey, what do you know
don't get about me in trouble.
The cops? What are they asking? Like, what?" He's trying to get the story straight so that he can tell his story and be like, "Oh, yeah, me and Arthur were friends. Or I don't know that kid. He never said anything, blah, blah, blah." He's just trying to cover his butt.
Yeah,
that's what he was trying to do. So,
and then the final kill.
But he deserved it
because he well
he was making fun
he
of
was making
Arthur.
Fun of yeah. Also, I know you've probably heard this in other like videos of like criticizing the movies. Like, who's recording him in the like laugh place?
It was his girlfriend.
She wasn't even who. Who was recording it? It's a real Fight Club situation, by the way, with the Zazzy Beats.
Seriously. Super good, though. Very... It, like, went over right over my head when I saw it. I was like, "Oh my gosh, he never had a girlfriend." And I looked at Henry, and I was like, "What?" Like, it was super cool.
Yeah.
No, I want to say that it was just somebody filming. The thing is, like, that was a really good camera that they
were exactly for the 80s.
Yeah, I was like,
I don't think it's, and we didn't see a camera. It's like, who has a camera? Time travel.
iPhone 2.
It was time travel.
We're going conspiracy theory on this one. It's definitely time travel. It was actually the Flash.
Yeah,
and he went back, or it was actually Superman. He went back in time.
Oh my God, he flew around the Earth super fast.
Backwards.
There we go.
And he went back and recorded it, and then went back to
and let him kill everyone.
Yeah, and then Murray.
Yeah,
yeah. So it's pretty cool. But yes, Murray got killed. And when you introduced me, could you introduce me as Joker? That's what
I hate. How you kind of sounded like him.
It's because he sounds very. Again, I don't want to offend anybody, but very feminine in a way. The way he talks.
Weak.
Weak.
Not that I'm saying feminist.
Yeah.
God, now this has been a very troubling podcast. But basically, he didn't... If you look at the past Jokers, all of them have like a commanding
in a way,
voice.
Shy.
Yeah, there we go. Shy.
I'll give it a shy voice.
Because, again, look at the Cesar Romero one. He's just like, "Oh, I'm gone. I'll get you yet, Batman." And then you see Nicholson is...
Hey, Batman, how you doing?
You ever dance with the devil in the pale moonlight?
And he's trying to be more scary / serious.
Yeah, and then Heath Ledger's was straight up licking the lips.
It's because his lips were always chapped and all that.
I don't know how I got these scars.
Yeah, and that's what's nice about that Joker is that he was telling all those stories about his origin. And the same thing with this one. And then keep going. And now with this one, he's like a shy.
Yeah.
He's like,
and I guess, and it comes back to Mark Hamill's Joker is like, again, probably the most iconic one. It's always, he has a commanding voice. You hear and you're like, oh, you get chills.
Yeah. He's like, "Harley, come here right now." And it's like, oh, okay. I need
partially British. Yeah. I don't know.
In a way.
And then you get, and then finally, even with Jared Leto's Joker, he's not scared. He doesn't sound scared. He's like, hello, honey.
Yeah. He's like, hey, sweet chicks, what are you doing around here?
You're trying to sweet talk me.
It's because he's about to lose his teeth.
Yeah. Also, he's wearing a grill because Batman has beaten him senseless.
Yeah. His teeth are basically gold.
Yeah. Which is cool.
Pretty cool.
I like that.
I like gold.
Yeah.
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 So when you present me, could you call me Joker?
Exactly.
Sure. sure. Whatever you want, kid. Whatever you want. He's like, thank you. Thank you, Murray. But the society that destroys this. Okay, sorry. But yes. So, conclusion, 10 out of 10.
9 out of 10.
Please go watch this movie. If we have offended you. Duke says he's sorry. We say we're sorry.
We're not trying to offend anyone. We're just giving our opinions.
And again, we're not trying to hurt anyone, like Henry's saying. So it's just more of that. If we hurt...
This is kind of a sensitive topic to touch because it has a lot to do with mental illness.
Yeah, and a lot to do with how society works.
I hate when people say that.
With it. Exactly.
We sound pretentious. So society.
The group of intellects.
God, I'm growing a man bun as we speak.
I'm growing a half mustache as we speak.
Oh, God.
Just in the middle.
I feel very German right now.
Oh, God.
And this is where we lose all viewership.
But, this isn't mine anymore. It's all you. Duke, you. It's okay. I'm not Hitler. But, yes. So, what we're trying to say is, if we offended anyone, sorry. If we tried any jokes that didn't fall the greatest. I know Arthur's mom told us we're not funny, but we're still trying our best. But please... If you have not seen this movie, which you probably have, go see it.
Yeah, why would you listen to this if you haven't?
Seriously. And,
you're an idiot. I hate you. All right. Why?
All right, Henry.
Why?
Calm down.
Why are you even listening to this? Why do people listen to this?
To what?
To this podcast. Why do they listen to us? Why do they listen to me, man?
Why? I don't know why. I don't really ask questions around here.
Explain that to me, Murray. Explain that to me, Murray.
So you killed the three kids in the subway. Why'd you do it?
It was funny.
What makes... What do you... How? That's not funny.
Because in the society... No, but yeah, go watch the movie. It's a good movie.
Yeah. 10 out of 10.
9 out of 10. Have I given any movie 10 out of 10?
For some reason, Henry can't count. I think he's just, you know... Mexican. Anyways.
Ecuadorian swine.
Bro. I'd be telling people that.
It's like your credit score will go down.
My credit score is going down as we speak. But yes, see the movie, enjoy the movie. Tell us how you like it in the comments.
Yeah.
On Instagram. Or
Instagram,
wherever.
And then on, you know, Apple, leave us 5 stars.
Yeah, leave them a 5-star. Leave them
please.
A good review.
I'm desperate.
I mean, you have more reviews than I do.
Yeah, because I've been around for like 6 months.
We started this back in March.
February.
March.
February.
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 February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September. Oh my God. You've been doing this for 8 months?
What's up, y'all?
You only have 9 reviews? I got 3, bro.
I'm sorry. People like horror.
What's up? Speaking of horror,
which one of them was your girlfriend's?
None of them.
You have 2 reviews. Hold up. Let's see these reviews, buddy.
you don't want to see all 3. Oh, my voice cracked. You don't want to see all 3. There's one that might have not been a real review. It might have been a fake review because I needed to get out there and get 5 stars.
Don't tell me you wrote a review on yourself.
And I needed to get out there because nobody was listening because of society was not wanting me to become
something.
Don't you dare.
Okay, I know that this one's definitely your girlfriend.
Don't. Oh, which one?
Awesome podcast. Love the sound and effects. Winky face. Can't wait to hear more. Thanks. Thanks for the review, Ashley.
Yeah, thanks.
Don't tell me this one was yours. Was that yours?
No, that's actually a legit one.
I enjoyed the origin of creepypastas. Great job. I hope you make more on aliens or other creepypastas. Oh, look at you.
Let me see.
Yeah. Oh, that one was you. So, basically,
he... Wait, what's the username?
Now that's a nod. So, basically, okay. He has one review.
I have incels. I have incels in my podcast. So, but yes, go check out Creepy Pasta Myths. Actually, Henry's going to be in the next episode. We're talking about the It origin story of how it became It, as in the Stephen King novel. Hopefully you guys enjoy it. And I think we're done here with the Joker review. And you guys should go see it. Are you doing a review? You better give me 5 stars.
What do you think I'm doing?
Thank you, you're the best. It's because you forget how to count, so I'm just making sure you're giving me 5. Because I gave you 5. Thanks.
Did you give me 5?
I don't think I wrote one for us.
Thanks, bro.
I'll write one right now. I'll write one right now. But you need to end this podcast.
Why should I end it? Because once I end this, you'll just leave me again. Like, well, yeah, everyone leaves me. Well, because everyone always leaves. I'm so alone.
Right.
For the last few 2 months, I haven't released anything because I'm so alone.
No, I mean...
No, Steven. I think you don't understand it. I have tried, and I'm alone with my thoughts, and I have no one to banter with.
I have released my material by myself as well.
Look, you heard my material by myself. I'm a weird dude. I can't... When I talk to myself, I get weird.
Well, okay, I mean...
No. I don't think you get it, bro.
I think you're just an incel.
I think you're a sell-in.
Maybe.
What's up?
Maybe.
What's up?
Nothing's what's up. Okay. What do you
It's like Johan left, Sabine left, Cam, Lord knows where he's at.
I don't even know where he's at.
I don't either. Then you, the person who I thought was gonna...
I started it, I got banished, and I ended it. With me till the end. Dude, you can do this. I believe in you.
I don't know. I'm just having a mental breakdown right now. Because, okay. You know, my last podcast got hella views. What's up?
All right. Well then, flex on the editing, bro.
Did you have to do me like that?
Yeah. But you came crawling back to me just so I can.
I crawl to no one, sir.
Fix your things.
No, I came.
Ew.
I arrived.
I have arrived.
I have finished.
Finished this podcast, please.
Finish this podcast. All right. Thank you guys for listening to the Pizza Time podcast. What are you doing?
I'm trying to do a review for you, but I can't connect for some reason.
Get on your Wi-Fi.
I am on my Wi-Fi. Wow. I guess
so lame. Anyways.
Just end it.
Thank you guys for listening to the Pizza Time podcast. I've been Henry, and for one night, and one night only, apparently, this has been Steven as well.
Hello.
Remember to check him out on Creepy Pasta Myths on where?
Creepy Pasta Myths on what? Oh, on Instagram. It's no S in the end because somebody has an S. So it's Creepy Pasta Myth, all one word. Instagram, Twitter. It's I don't have one. Patreon. It's I don't have one. And on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and everywhere else, just type in Creepy Pasta Myths. I'm like a diamond, white diamond with a bunch of diamonds in the middle. And then green letters, you'll see it. So yeah.
Yeah, it's actually a pretty cool design. And yeah, anything else you want to add? Do you want to plug anything else?
Just, I'm trying to do origin stories are going to be more focused with a little bit more what's it called? When you study up on something, more research.
Yeah, more research
so,
based.
So it'll be.
You'll have stories. Yeah. So you'll have stories, and then the origins of.
So the origin stories take more time to make, just because I have to look up and research it more. With Henry, it was easier because I can just kind of like banter and read off of something like of a website. But with the stories, I actually put a lot of editing into those as well. And each story will be coming out individually. So.
And as you see, I don't do much editing. I just cut the beginning when I mess up or if I say a word I shouldn't.
Yeah, I know.
And that's about it. Steven has music on it.
Yeah, I have an intro and an outro. So, all original soundtracks.
I might add.
Wow. Also, his sound effects are original as well.
Very, very true. They are, actually.
Yeah.
I have a piano.
I have a keyboard.
And noises.
Oh, yeah. Again.
Pitter-patter of
get money. Ready to hear Stephen's sensual librarian voice.
The book is on the left.
All right. Anyways, this has been Pizza Time Podcast. Signing off. And remember, it's pizza time.
Send in the clowns.